Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, The Mother of Gifts.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem, found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him. Everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. And if they came and the child would be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. Some of the churches in our province, the province of England, are rather small, Cambridge and Edinburgh in particular. And one advantage of a small chapel is that when you preach, you can tell to some extent what people are thinking, how they're receiving the sermon. That sometimes means they don't like the sermon or something said in the sermon, in the homily. And one time it was very clear to me that something I said did not go down well at all when I was preaching in Edinburgh, in Scotland. I won't go into why Scotland is part of the province of England. That's another story. What I said that they didn't like, some people anyway, was quite bluntly, there is no such thing, I said, as a right to a child. Now I can see why they might not like that, discussing it afterwards. I didn't manage to persuade everybody that what I meant was actually true. And yet I think it is a fundamental truth, and a fundamental truth which is threatened in the modern world. The reason I say the child is not a thing we can have a right to is because it's not a thing, for one thing, it's a person. You can't have a right to a person. You have a right to do the things that lead to having a child. People have a right to offer themselves to each other in marriage, permanently, without reserve. They have a right to marry, and then also the right to do what leads to having a child. But even there, the right to marry is based on the fact that the two people give themselves to each other. There must be a gift there. And that's also the nature of the child. The child is fundamentally a gift. And fundamentally, the gift is incompatible with the idea of a right. You have a right to the things that keep you alive, the things that give you a reasonable life. We have a right to the things that enable us to share in the creation. That's the real meaning of justice, that we can all take a part in helping God, co-creating with God, shaping this world, making it a better, more beautiful place, friendlier place. That's why we have rights. Because God has made this world and we are responding to what God has asked us to do. Go forth and multiply, fill the world, worship, bless, reach out to each other, be blessing to each other. That's a duty. And duties involve rights. Gifts are different. And people are always gifts. We give to each other. And as I said, a gift is incompatible with the idea of a right. Now you might say, we are just celebrating Christmas just now. It's Christmas tide still, the 12 days of Christmas. Surely we have a duty to give children gifts at Christmas, for instance. Well, I would say it's not so much a duty as that the child is part of you, having received the child from God, and therefore what we're doing is actually simply sharing with each other what's part of us. Much the same way St. Paul says that when a man loves his wife, he loves himself. So, of course, it's horrible to give children nothing at Christmas or to disappoint them and not to try and make a nice Christmas for them. It's horrible to the shared community of a family. And it's not so much failing to give as failing to be what we can be. Now, Mary, the Mother of God, we celebrate, receives Christ as the ultimate gift, the greatest of gifts. And she receives freely. She doesn't demand. Could you think of anything more bizarre or even unholy in suggesting that we had a right to the Messiah, a right to the Son of God to become a human being, to unite himself to human nature forever? Of course, it's a gift. That's a gift to Mary. It's interesting that Mary, being the new Eve, if we look at Eve and her children. First child she has is Cain, and the Hebrew text makes one of those awful puns which the Hebrew text is rather fond of. Eve says, "I have acquired a child," because the word "acquired" in Hebrew sounds very like the word "Cain," which is Cain. But there's also a sense that she's forgotten or not understood that this child is a gift. You don't acquire a gift, you receive a gift. And it's a great gift, but not something we could demand, because it's not something. As I say, Cain was a person, and Cain, like all people, makes his own choices. But that itself is because Eve is having her children after the fall. That's why, in fact, she's only called Eve for the first time after the fall. Called Eve, which means life, by Adam, which means earth or soil, because she's a mother of all the living. It's not that she wouldn't have had children if they hadn't fallen, but rather everything in humanity is affected by the great misunderstanding, which is what original sin is, a great misunderstanding. It separates us from God and often separates us from each other. She's not to blame for Cain's murdering Abel, but you can see the seeds of a sin there. Then we hear about Cain and how Cain is spared from punishment, protected by God. Then we hear that Eve is given another child, and this time she says, "God has appointed this child to me." Here we have another pun, because the word "appointed" sounds very like the Hebrew name of that son, which is Seth. Appointed in the sense that it is God's choice. And thereafter, the great women who give birth to children as part of the salvation history always see it as a gift. As Hannah says, "God has opened my womb." So Mary receives this child as a gift, the greatest of all gifts. And just as original sin makes us unable to appreciate the nature of gift, this gift teaches us what gift is. To understand what a gift is, understand the greatest of all gifts, the great receiver of that gift, Mary, and the great responsibility that she takes on with that gift. Because gifts aren't things we can throw away. It's another sin against the idea of a gift if you don't keep it, especially if it's given to you in wisdom and care and the profound love of God. That's why Mary is the mother of gifts as well as the mother of God. She has received in our behalf. It's interesting that the opening prayer actually says something that the translator found, and think, a bit too bold to say, because the opening prayer doesn't say, as you might find in the translation, certainly here, I will read it out. "We were found worthy to receive the offer of life." But actually it says, "Through her, we were worthy to receive the offer of life." We merited it. Of course, that's the great gift that prepares for the great gift. Mary is without sin. And she says, yes. And Mary is indeed worthy to receive the offer of life. No one else is, but because we belong to each other, because grace is shared, we can say we merited to receive the offer of life only through Mary, the mother of gifts.